Page 18. Brain Pop. Making Education Fun. Pediatrician Abraham Kadar faced the challenge of explaining complex medical concepts to children he was treating. But in 1999, he found a solution, and teachers have been reaping the benefits ever since. Kadar created Brain Pop, an educational program consisting of brief animated videos in which a man named Tim and his robot friend Moby discuss various subjects. The videos fall into 7 categories: engineering and technology, science, social studies, English, math, health, and arts and music. They cover over 500 topics, from historical figures to recent inventions, fostering interest in the subjects through humor and illustrations. Brain Pop's materials also include quizzes, activities, answers to questions, and extra information about each topic. Brain Pop can be used in the classroom or at home through the internet, and it is now accessible everywhere through its apps for mobile devices. Brain Pop also provides resources for different groups: Brain Pop Junior for younger students, Brain Pop Español for Spanish speakers, and Brain Pop ESL for those learning English. Almost 20% of American schools have embraced Brain Pop, and its popularity is growing worldwide. Its website, apps, and products have won multiple awards from magazines, websites, and other organizations. Why Brain Pop? The reason for Brain Pop's popularity among teachers is simple. It works. A 2009 study conducted by SEG Research compared students who used Brain Pop to those who didn't. The Brain Pop users experienced more improvement in vocabulary, reading comprehension, language skills, and science than the other students. And the benefits of Brain Pop are not limited to native English speakers. One award-winning Canadian school with students from many linguistic backgrounds makes Brain Pop available to all its teachers. They find it helpful because it integrates pictures into its presentations instead of relying solely on language. Similarly, a school in the U.S. for students with learning disabilities has found Brain Pop very effective at keeping students engaged and encouraging them to participate. Teachers said that Brain Pop's quick pace and humor helps students ignore distractions and continue to focus. The kids love the character Moby, a robot that cannot speak but communicates with facial expressions and beeps. Teachers think this may be because the students can relate to the robot's limitations. For more than 10 years, Brain Pop's fun, clear, and educational materials have helped students learn and enjoy it. Word Bank. Reap. Carrie reaped large profits from the movie she helped direct. Foster. The program's purpose is to foster musical and artistic talent in its students. Accessible. The law says that all public buildings must be accessible to people who have trouble walking. Embrace. John's boss embraced his plan to improve the company's image. Conduct. Maggie participated in a first aid training class conducted by a local hospital. Comprehension. David's comprehension of Japanese is good, but he needs to improve his grammar. Linguistic. After years of linguistic training, Kelly could speak Japanese, French, Arabic, and Russian. Distraction. Having my computer nearby can be a distraction when I'm trying to study. More information. Pediatrician. App. Learning disability. Talk about it. What do you think makes educational videos like BrainPop effective? What are some other ways to make learning fun?